just wanted to draw your attention to a few prepositions, and that is really helpful when we get it. Because in verse 16, the Lord says, speaking about the other comforter, one besides him. We know the Lord Jesus is the comforter now in heaven, but there will be another comforter like him, and he will be with the disciples on earth. And that is verse 16. It says there that he may abide with you forever. And there with you, he would be with the disciples as the Lord Jesus had been with them. That is the end of verse 16. And then in verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you. But there is a different preposition. There it is, besides you, so at your side. And certainly in you, the Holy Spirit, after Acts 2, after the day of Pentecost, he would come and be in the disciples, and that is forever. So the Holy Spirit is in us now. The Holy Spirit will be in us also when we'll be in the Father's house. And then in verse 20, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. So that's the relationship between the Lord Jesus and the Father. So that is in, that I am in my Father, and ye in me. So that's very close. And then, I in you. I don't think there is any verse in Scripture that brings us closer to divine person than this verse. So, yet there is a distinction. It's not said that the Father is in us. We'll see later, the Father is with us through the Holy Spirit. But here it is the preposition in. And then when you connect this with verse 23. At the end of verse 23, where it says, my Father will love him and we will come unto him. So that is the believer who obeys, who is ready to do the Lord's commandments because of love. Then the Father and the Son would come to the believer and make our abode with him. And there is the same preposition used with, that is beside. So there is this close fellowship. It's amazing. And that is then also connected with a bit further on, verse 27, when he speaks about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that the Father would send in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then verse 27, peace I leave with you, the King James says, but there is no preposition. It is left to us. So as long as we are here in this world, we have his peace, my peace I give to you. But again, there is no preposition in the Greek. And so I really think we have to read the Scriptures very carefully to grasp these differences, but it is such a great privilege that we are with the Lord in a sense, where he is now in heaven, and through the Holy Spirit is now in us and with us, and through the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, they make their abode with us. They are right there while we are in this scene. And soon we will be catched away, and then we will be with them in the Father's house. Amazing.